And KVGC News Time, now 9 minutes after the hour. Good morning, everyone. In the news for today, Dr. Rita Kerr updated the Amador County Board of Supervisors on the COVID-19 situation in Amador County yesterday. Kerr reported that the county had submitted a request to move fully to stage two reopening and were awaiting final approval, rather, from the state. Well, the state approved that request late last night. And she did not plan to issue a new health order when the current one expires. Kerr went on to urge Amador County residents to continue social distancing practices, wearing protective masks, and frequently washing their hands. Addressing the board, Amador County Council Greg Gillott warned against following the examples of counties such as Sutter and Yuba, which had pressed ahead with business reopenings without state authorization. Gillott stated that the state was threatening to withhold state and federal emergency funds from these counties, and those business owners would still be subject to enforcement action from state authorities, even if the counties did not enforce the stay-at-home order. Well, under the board's regular agenda yesterday, the supervisors discussed the creation of a relief program for small businesses affected by the COVID-19 lockdown. The program would be modeled on one already approved by the city of Sutter Creek and would use contingency funds to provide either loans or grants to help local firms stay afloat. The board referred the issue to its land use committee in order to work out more details and return a proposal to the full board. The supervisors also appointed Roger Pitto as county surveyor and honored Noel Dunn, a 34-year-old veteran of various Amador County law enforcement positions, on his retirement. And recommendations for restaurants were unveiled in Tuesday's briefing on the state's handling of the COVID pandemic. California is recommending restaurants screen guests for symptoms, have servers wear masks, and keep diners at least 6 feet apart once they reopen under guidance released yesterday to prevent the spread of the COVID virus. Governor Newsom didn't set a strict limit on the number of diners allowed, but gave suggestions on how to limit crowding, such as using outdoor seating and encouraging takeout whenever possible. Other recommendations include providing disposable menus or disinfecting them before and after use and putting an end to preset tables. The state also suggests suspending the use of salt and pepper shakers whenever possible, or supplying as needed and disinfecting them. Masks would be recommended for all restaurant workers and required for any who come within 6 feet of customers. The California Restaurant Association had previously drafted a list of recommendations that included limited tables to no more than 10 people. Salad bars, buffets, and shared bread baskets would also be out. And the Amador Planning Commission has approved a use permit for a new winery and tasting room in the Shenandoah Valley. La Mesa Wines will operate a 900-square-foot tasting room as part of the 2,200-square-foot winery building. The permit also allows the winery to hold up to 6 events per year. Meeting by a combination of video conference and in person, the commissioners were clearly thinking of a time after the COVID-19 pandemic, with most of their concerns over if the site had adequate space for parking and that winery guests not be allowed to park on Shenandoah Road when visiting the winery. In the end, the permit was approved on a 5-0 vote. An Angels campman has been arrested and is facing kidnapping charges following an incident in Calaveras County. According to the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, 18-year-old Anthony Mateo had been in an argument with a female victim at the Shell gas station in Angels Camp, and he pointed a handgun at her, ordered her to get into his truck. While the two were traveling west on Highway 4 outside of Angels Camp, Mateo noticed a family member of the victim following behind and pulled to the side of the road, began engaging in a verbal argument with the family member, demanding they stop following. As Mateo got back into the truck and began to drive away, the victim jumped out of the moving vehicle. A family member quickly picked the victim up and brought her to medical staff that were waiting. She was later transported to a Valley hospital for treatment. Mateo was arrested a short time later without incident and booked into the Calaveras County Jail on felony charges of kidnapping, assault with a firearm on a person, making criminal threats, and misdemeanor domestic battery. Due to the nature of his crimes, Mateo does not qualify for release under the State Judicial Council's zero bail order. And the Amador Unified School District recently outlined the final few weeks of the 2019-2020 school year. The last instructional day of school will be Friday, May 29th. This will be the last day of expected student participation in distance learning. The week of June 1st through the 5th will be focused on students returning textbooks, library books, and Chromebooks, and teacher preparation time to complete school records, physical checkouts of their classrooms, and plan for the next school year. As of now, the first scheduled day of school for the 2020-2021 school year will be Wednesday, August 12th. Although Governor Newsom has suggested an earlier start time in July, there have been no directives from the state. Amador County Schools, along with other districts across the state, stand to suffer in the coming year due to the lack of funding and the related impact of the pandemic-induced recession. And that's a quick look at local news. Supervisor Forrester will be along at 8:30 with a complete update on yesterday's Board of Supervisors meeting. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.